the male begins its descent from southern Brazil to reach the Patagonian coast in September, preparing the nest for the female arrival a month later. After the reunion and mating, egg laying occurs. The female takes the first incubation shift, while the male travels for 20 days to feed and regains its weight. Upon return, they switch places, and the female goes on a 20-day feeding journey. In mid-November, when the female returns to the trip, the chick hatch, covered in gray plumage and completely dependent on their parents. Trips to obtain food became shorter, about 1 day, as the chick need to eat more frequently. In February, the chicks finish changing their plumage, reach a sufficient weight to leave the nest, and become independent, not returning to the colony until 4 years later, ready to mate and continue the life cycle. Adults, in March, after changing their plumage, begin the migration to Brazilian seas, where they will separate and live among 6 months at the sea. Therefore, penguin breeding colonies are the only wildlife reserve closed to the public until the following year. Magellanic penguin pairs accompany each other for life and nest in the same nest each year. The female and male take turns incubating the eggs for a month and a half. Penguins emit a variety of sounds, from soft squawks to louder cries. They use this vocalization to communicate with each other and find their partners in crowded nesting colonies. Like all penguins, they swallow a large amount of seawater and excrete excess salt through a special glands near their eyes. If they overheat, they may shed some feathers around the beak, pant in a manner similar to a dog, and spread their flipper to ventilate, increasing the area through which they can release the heat. The waterproofing of feather is achieved thanks to a gland that produces oil. All penguins in the world live only in the southern hemisphere. When encountering a penguin on the beach, it is recommended to stay away and don't block the access to the sea. Encounters with this animal resting are common before they resume their journey. If the animal has any visible injuries, contact 103. If the individual is ringed or has a special mark, contact the National Patagonian Center, SENPAT.